me, Austin!
Oh, son of a bitch!
What? It's me, Austin! It was me!
Hey, WWE Universe, how's it going? This is Charlemagne.
This is Vic Flair.
Woo! And this is our first ever podcast episode for World Wrestling Botch Talk Entertainment. Vic, are you fucking excited?
I'm fucking very excited. I think this is an amazing thing. This is our first time doing it, and we've been planning on doing it for years now. We haven't done it, and I think it's awesome that we're actually finally doing this. You know, there's a lot of people out there that might not like it, but if you don't, suck a D.
Suck a D zig.
Okay, so pretty much what we're going to be doing during the show, guys, is we're going to be telling you what we're going to be doing each week. This week, we're going to be talking, we're going to have a SmackDown recap. Not really, because SmackDown's not that interesting, but we will have a Raw recap about the matches, best and the worst match. We'll talk about rumors that are going around in the WWE Universe right now. And we will be talking about SummerSlam predictions.
SummerSlam. Are you excited?
SummerSlam is a very big deal this year. It's obviously 4 hours long.
It's 4 hours long, but the matches, I'm not liking the card. We'll talk about that later. Right now, we're going to get down to SmackDown. Vic, let him hear it.
To be honest, I don't even want to talk about SmackDown. SmackDown was so boring this week. Pretty much Neville comes out, confronts Rollins, and Kevin Owens comes out, ruins it for him. And they had a Divas match, and that's probably the end of it. So I really don't even want to talk about SmackDown just because it was not entertaining at all. There was nothing huge about it. The only thing that I would say that I like is the Roman Reigns versus Luke Harper match, because every time they get in the ring together, they actually entertain the shit.
The match that they fucking wrestle every week. You know what happened at Raw? You know who fought?
Yeah.
Roman Reigns and Luke Harper.
Yeah, but I think the reason why they do it is because the matches are entertaining. Two big-ass dudes, and they both have a lot of agility and a lot of power. So they both can move quickly, and they both do some crazy stuff.
Vic has a lisp, and he's a bitch. So we're going to be talking about Raw then. Fuck SmackDown. Basically started off with the Authority coming out, Stephanie is an idiot. I don't understand why they keep saying SummerSlam is only available on the WWE Network when you can clearly get it on the pay-per-view.
By your cable provider.
Whatever. I don't know why you would do it. WWE Network's $9.99. They even got the crowd saying $9.99.
I think WWE Network, not going to lie, is probably the best thing that you can possibly do for wrestling.
If you don't have WWE Network and you're a big WWE fan, I would strongly recommend it. It's
fucking
amazing.
I would strongly say that you're not a fucking WWE fan. Getting to Raw, though, they did talk about, like, they did hype it up so much. The thing about Raw, though, is they hyped it up so much to a huge expectation, and I was very disappointed. I did like it. Don't get me wrong. It was a good Raw. But I think with the expectation that they came out and Stephanie and Triple H fucking hyped it up so big to where this is where the road to SummerSlam starts, they made it seem fucking... It just.
And I'm telling you, the card does not look great at all.
I think it kind of does. I believe that it has some potential. Like, I do think it could be better. I think they should make some sort of triple threat or fatal four-way for the WWE Championship, but I don't think that it's a horrible card. I think it's going to be a good SummerSlam.
I don't know, man.
Especially
the fact that they're playing that goddamn Demi Lovato song when they were trying to hype up this pay-per-view.
Tough Enough theme?
Is it the same? It's not the same song.
Is it not? Oh, I don't
know. It's a piece of shit song. Fuck Demi.
Anyways.
Okay. All right. Ooh, God. And that's why you do not... Never mind. So, first match. Randy and Cesaro versus Sheamus and Kevin Owens. Slow-ass match. Not that good.
See, what I've come to realize about Randy Orton is that pretty much whoever he's fighting, and don't get me wrong, dude, I love Randy Orton. I love the way he fights and shit. But he is such a headlock guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's such a headlock.
Every fucking match is a headlock match now.
Yeah, and every match he has is becoming a headlock match to where 15 minutes of the match will just be complete headlocks. It goes into commercial with a headlock, comes back with a headlock.
And then Michael Cole's like hyping up the match like we missed a lot, and it's the same headlock and the same fucking...
During the commercial break, headlock.
There were a lot of you look stupid chants, and then Sheamus responds, respect the Hawk.
I'm sorry, but he looks like a fucking idiot.
I think he looks better than he did before, except for that beard. Keep the Hawk. I think everyone hates the beard, Sheamus.
I'd rather have the Slim Jim dude than
fucking... No, I mean, the Hawk looks pretty cool, but Sheamus, the beard is looking like a big dick. I mean, technically it was pretty cool. Not really. It was a basic match.
The only thing that I've realized that's like kind of going on now in the WWE, if you do pay attention to it, is like those type of matches, and I guess you could say mid-card matches, which are pretty much like high mid-card matches, they're more of a brawling match instead of just a regular match. Like if you have, I don't know if you noticed, but every time Kevin Owens or Cesaro or even Randy are all in the same ring, the match goes inside and outside.
What I don't understand is that match, there is more Randy than Cesaro. I think people want Cesaro more than anything. And I don't even think they're using Cesaro as much as he like should be used.
He has more potential than what...
Way more potential, yeah. And, yeah, just, you know what, fuck that match. Okay. And then we got, after the match, we have JBL showing those stupid-ass signs, like people can't understand what the WWE Network is or what it's worth. It's like, why are you, what is that?
He had like six signs that said $9.99 on them.
Yeah, we get, and then he's got that stupid smile, man. That fucking smile. It's going $9.99. That doesn't sound like JBL at all. Fuck. No.
This is crazy.
That's.
Is that not JBL?
Trying to make a JBL voice. All right, guys, JBL here.
Are you stupid?
No. That's Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Are you stupid?
Yeah.
Too stupid to do what your coach tells you?
Okay, can you do a JBL voice?
I can't. He has the most generic voice. I got, oh, that's nasty.
that's not even close to JBL. Hold on, I feel like I can do this right now. Let me do this. What? Hold on. And it's only $9.99. Fuck!
That's pretty good.
Really? It's only $9.99, Michael Cole. And I lost it completely. Oh, God.
This is only $9.99.
What the hell?
Booker T.
No.
Is that close?
No. You said Booker T. Okay, and then Michael Cole informs us that Netflix, it's like Netflix, only a better value. Michael Cole, Netflix is $7.99.
Fucked up on that one, buddy.
No. And then, after that, Rollins informs Stephanie and Triple H he wants a statue at headquarters. Triple H tells him, if you bring back both championships, he'll consider it done. So, does that make you think that he will not win at SummerSlam?
I honestly, this is one of the hardest things for me to predict about what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. You know, either two things could happen is if it'll be a close match and it'll be J&J Security coming back and they're going to end up DQing the match.
No. If J&J comes back.
John Cena would probably win the match, but Seth Rollins would retain the title. So that way it doesn't make Triple H look like a bitch and Seth Rollins doesn't get what he wants.
Okay, let me get this straight. So if there is a disqualification, Rollins keeps the title. So does that mean Cena keeps the title?
Yeah, everything.
So
stays
basically,
at hand.
Everything stays the same.
Everything.
Now I feel like there's going to be a goddamn disqualification some way. Not J&J Security though.
Could be Kane. A return of Kane going after Seth Rollins.
We'll speak about that later. I'm a little bit pissed off about that. All right, and then we had Roman Reigns against Luke Harper after that.
I think those matches are pretty good. They've been doing it week after week, but they have been selling all those moves week after week. I think they're doing a good job on it. It kind of sucks when you hear that that's the match you're going to be watching again, but when you do watch it, it's like very entertaining.
It's the same.
No, I honestly think that the match is very entertaining. You see what's going on. I do believe it's the same, but I do think that something big is going to happen during that match during SummerSlam.
Yeah, well, definitely, because first off, Dean Ambrose comes out. He gets a much bigger pop than Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns is supposed to be this big-ass super fucking whatever, and Dean Ambrose is getting the pop.
Bud Light
Bottle. Anyway, back on discussion. Dean Ambrose is getting a bigger pop than Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns is supposed to be this big-ass thing that WWE wants him to be. Fans aren't taking it. I mean, in part of the fucking match, there's a Let's Go Harper chance. It was a slow match. Harper was the heel, yet getting the face reaction from the crowd.
Well, that's because no one likes Roman Reigns because he comes out and does the same thing every week.
Thank you. Do you like Roman Reigns?
I like Roman Reigns. I do.
Fuck Roman Reigns.
I think he's dope.
Why?
Because he has so much actual character. I don't think he has any mic skills. So don't get me wrong. I think his mic skills blow. But I do think that he can be such a big face for the company.
Nope. The thing is, the people see. They see what he is. He's basically another John Cena. Same moveset. The only thing John Cena has is that actual he can cut promos perfectly. Once again, we'll get on top of that later in the night. Later in the fucking show. God damn it, I should not drink a beer when I'm doing this. But yeah, basically it was a slow match. I like when Dean Ambrose did say there's only three things we're good at, and that's drinking, fighting, and making women fall in love with us. Basically a PG thing of saying drinking, fighting, and fucking.
Yeah, pretty
much.
Thank
you. Thank you, Dean.
Pretty much the same thing.
What about Luke Harper's boot to the face?
That was a great, great fucking big boot. I'm not going to lie. It was really good.
Good boot. Basically, that boot made the match. So thank you, Luke Harper's, for the size 15. And then Reigns gets the wins. Yeah, basically, he didn't do shit in the match. I believe Luke Harper kept that match going. Tamina versus Becky Lynch. Did you watch it?
I did. As a matter of fact, what is Becky Lynch?
Like, I don't know. What do you really want to know what I put down for my notes?
What?
Fuck your goggles, bitch. Kill me. Smoke break. That's what I put down for the match.
All right, so I don't disagree. For real, because I feel like she's a good wrestler. I just don't think that she didn't really explain what she is. She doesn't talk. Like, she doesn't have a voice.
I don't know. Do you watch NXT? Are you watching NXT?
I'm talking about Raw, though. Like, there's people that don't watch NXT that go to Raw, and I'm guessing she's just expecting people to get it. And I don't. I watch NXT, and I still don't get it. I don't get the goggles. You going swimming?
She going swimming.
You flying the plane?
She flying the plane.
You know, I don't know.
Tell me
what you're doing.
He don't know because we don't know, baby girl. You got to explain. What is your character, baby girl?
Explain your game, baby.
This ain't doing it. And who won? Do you know who won?
Becky Lynch, actually.
God damn it. Why are they not giving Snuka's daughter a fucking push? She looks like a man. Give it to her.
It's China Jr.
Yeah, she's a beast. Give the beast a break. She could be the Brock Lesnar in the fucking Diva division, and you guys are fucking it up.
Her and Brock Lesnar having babies, that's one scary picture, my friend.
Oh, God. Okay, they also showed Charlotte, who was wearing some extremely short shorts. Charlotte, are those PG-friendly? I see a little flare cheeks.
I think she's wearing those because she has that Hank Hill ass, so therefore I doubt WWE Universe is concerned.
Oh, man. And then after that, you know what we had? Another fucking rematch. The most American badass motherfucker we have on the roster. Mark Henry.
Randomly the best face in WWE.
Yeah. You were a heel last week, you're a face this week. Go out there with a flag. And then it was, Mark Henry against Rusev. And I'm not going to lie, I want a Rusev selfie flag for my cubicle at work.
That's horrible. That match, though, obviously was the same thing as the week before because they fought the week before. The cool thing was Ziggler did have his return, but everyone, I'm pretty sure, knew because of the fact that there is 100 spoilers everywhere each week to tell you everything. So it ruins WWE for everyone, and everyone complains how WWE sucks because there's nothing exciting. Well, don't pay attention to the rumors.
Okay, well, in the match, fuck the match. The match wasn't anything. It was nothing. Mark Henry is not the world's largest fucking, world's strongest man.
He won the competition.
Mark Henry is the world's largest jobber.
At the moment, he is.
JBL, write that one down, boy.
for $9.99.
It's the same match. Rusev has him, makes him tap. Lana calls out Summer Rae. Lana with the most amazing slap to the face. I love you, Lana. Thank you. Summer Rae needs to shut up. I hate Summer Rae. I've always hated Summer Rae. Fuck you, Summer Rae. Ziggler comes out. Rusev fucking hides behind Summer Rae. Lana does a great kick to her chin strap. And yeah, I mean, it was a cool return for Dolph Ziggler, but once again, I'm not seeing that match again. I don't see any. I see Dolph winning. What the fuck? What's the point?
Yeah, it's just they've done that too many times.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm doing some reading right now on a website.
Fuck you. We got Ryback versus Miz. The ring is sounding amazing.
The ring is really nice. If you actually been paying attention to all the body slams, that echo to the ring, it's been sounding good. One thing I did want to talk about during Raw is that a contract signing.
Oh, the contract signing.
From John Cena and Seth Rollins. The best promo I've ever seen John Cena do.
Amazing.
He definitely won the crowd over in that promo.
Rollins' promo before Cena came out, when he said, "John, you are the villain," goosebumps down my spine.
Cena comes out, does his promo, big stiffy.
Big stiffy.
Big stiffy in the pants.
Uh-huh. And, I mean, honestly, the thing is, what I give kudos for John Cena, I give him big kudos for this because he basically won that crowd over, and it was basically from this line right here.
Again, isn't it? It's starting to weigh on you. You see, Sunday's not just a match. Sunday, you fight to protect everything, the past, the present, and the future of this man's legacy. Bestowed to him by Ric Flair, he is trying to bestow it upon you. There is one major difference here. Triple H was never Ric Flair's bitch. This Sunday, I'm gonna make your mind.
That was
great promo. Won me over instantly.
Yeah, it made me a big Cena fan. I went and bought a t-shirt at Hot Topic from the clearance section.
He did. He has it on his back right now.
I think it was amazing. That promo was top-notch. I like how Cena actually cussed. He never cusses. It's cool that he actually cussed.
Honestly, I think Cena gets one cuss word before every pay-per-view just to make his promos fucking amazing. Because I swear, before each pay-per-view, he has one cuss word.
Yeah, and then every child runs to their parents saying, "Mama, mama, Cena said bitch."
All right, after that, they totally toned it down with New Day and the Bullfighter fucking dudes.
I'm not going to lie. The New Day, though, I don't like their gimmick.
Dude, in the ring. My God. In the ring, though, we will discuss this. Fuck, I love New Day. I like New Day.
Really?
Best heels. They fucking made their name because they weren't supposed to be heels.
The only reason why they made their name is because they changed the WWE Universe has changed rocks to sucks. And that's the only reason why.
No!
And you can do that with any wrestler.
Oh,
Kurt Angle.
Yeah, but the thing is, they were... Okay, but they were not to... Oh, my God. Yeah, I get it. Dude, New Day were not supposed to be heels. They became heels. They made a name out of that. They were, like, all delusional about it. I fucking love it. And they're still fucking... I love them. I think they're the only good tag team on the roster right now.
Primetime players are pretty good.
No. I mean, they're good, but they're not better than New Day. I like, you're saying Primetime Players fucking gimmicks better than New Day's.
I don't think they even have a gimmick.
They don't.
I like
they just
them in
fucking...
the ring. I like them in the ring.
Okay. And then you got the Bullfighters and the Mexican dudes. I mean, dude,
it's the Luchadors.
Yeah.
Or I'm sorry, it's the Lucha Dragons. Excuse me, huh? It's the Lucha Dragons and Los Matadores. I think Los Matadores need to quit the shit.
From what I saw, the tag team division... It just sucks. The New Day is the best thing they have. Until Tyson Kidd comes back.
Why is he gone?
He has a broken neck.
Not coming back.
He's coming back. By the way, that win for that match when it was the New Day and the Bullfighter, what the fuck are their names? I can't get it right anytime I say
the Lucha, it. Oh, no, the Los Matadores.
Yeah, whatever. The one with the
Bean Burritos.
Okay. Okay. Wow. Okay. it was a botched ass win.
Yeah,
okay.
It was. It was a very botched ass win. Botched.
I love it. Do it again.
Botched.
Oh, do it one more time for the viewers. Yes. Okay.
There it is.
Okay. Stardust did a promo with King Barrett. Holy shit! This is the weirdest team I've ever seen.
By far, the stupidest. Fucking
okay.
Gimmick wrestlers together, everything.
Worst team, worst gimmicks for the worst match at SummerSlam.
I would rather watch the Spirit Squad wrestle than watch those two together. Don't get me wrong.
Would you rather have Damian Sandow and Curtis Axel or Stardust?
Damian. I would rather have them.
Even though their gimmick was ridiculously stupid.
It was at least fucking made sense.
Well, how did the fuck did it
because
make sense?
Because they were both like dressing up as old school wrestlers. That's
why
a fucking,
the fuck was okay, Damian Sandow Macho Man? Why the
fuck? He looked just like him though.
No, he was stupid. Ugh.
But
I burped because I drink beer.
I smelt it. Mm-hmm. I would definitely rather see them than fucking see.
I don't know.
What's his new name? What's Wade Barrett's new name now?
The Cosmic King.
The Cosmic King, dude. It's so fucking gay. I'm sorry. Okay. Stupidest thing.
Okay, and then we had Nikki Bella versus Sasha Banks. Did you watch that one?
Yeah, and Sasha Banks ended up winning via submission.
Was it?
Fuck, I don't know, dude. Those are my shit breaks. I don't watch those matches.
I don't like the Bella Twins.
I either take a shit or I go to the store for a little while.
I did watch the match. I really don't remember. I know Sasha Banks did a win. Oh, it was by submission. Nikki Bella did tap out. Fuck you. And I'm glad that Cole has to clarify what PCB stands for, because this whole time I thought it was a drug.
What does it stand for? Paige Charlotte Becky?
Yeah. Hey, WWE Universe, PCB stands for Paige, Charlotte, and Becky. No shit. Also, in the match, Sasha pinned...
Sasha.
Yeah. Salsa. Sasha.
Salsa.
I'm going to just call her Sasha because fuck me. I got speech impediment bullshit. Sasha pinned Nikki twice in a row. Why the fuck would you do that? Would you do that if you were in a match?
No.
If you pin him once,
and they kicked out, and then you go for the pin again. But that's happened. That's happened in matches.
Has anyone ever won that way?
Huh? No.
I pinned him 1-2 kick out. Oh, I'm going to pin him again. 1-2-3. Holy shit.
Because I understand why she's doing it. The point is like she's getting frustrated. She wants to win the match. She does it
that way.
If she didn't show frustration after the second pin, then obviously she kind of fucked up, which is why you feel the way you feel right now.
Okay. The embarrassing thing was when the crowd was chanting, "We want Lesnar," during the match. Basically shows... terrible match. And then they were showing PCB in the backstage just saying PCB over and over again. And
they did Charlotte woo, not the Ric Flair woo, but the Charlotte woo. And I don't know if you noticed, but Becky's face was getting all up in that microphone. When she
no
did
way,
it.
Yeah, really?
She tried to deep throat the damn microphone. It's kind of funny.
I'm a fan of Charlotte, though.
She's tight.
She's okay.
She's pretty good.
She's an actual wrestler.
She's a good wrestler. That's what it is. She's a good wrestler.
After that, we had the Paul Heyman and Lesnar segment to end that night's Raw. The only good thing I liked about this Raw, honestly, this Raw wasn't that good for me, especially for being right before the pay-per-view. I think the only best thing about this Raw were the promos. The Rollins and John Cena, and then the Lesnar and Paul Heyman, Undertaker. I think those are the only things that made this Raw this week, which was kind of sad, disappointing, because I did want to see some great matches before the pay-per-view. I mean, Lesnar was pretty much a god to these people.
Suplex I wouldn't go City, that far.
They were fucking...
They worshiped. Love Lesnar. He's entertaining. He kills it every time.
They were worshiping him.
They don't see him that often. Of course they're going to worship. Look at Daniel Bryan. He's
out
right now.
Well, because that's where he fought in college for the NCAA.
Oh, that makes sense.
It was, I don't want to say it was his hometown, but it's where he lives. So he got Suplex City Bitch Chance, or Suplex City Chance, I apologize.
His actual hometown, I think, was South Dakota.
Oh, yeah, South Dakota, you're right. But then, yeah, and then Undertaker comes out, and I totally forgot about this, but Undertaker has never beaten Brock Lesnar.
He hasn't.
No, so no. What do you think will happen?
My personal opinion,
mm-hmm.
I guess it would fall into our rumor category just because of the fact that I do think Kane will be returning, and he will be returning for one last run with the mask, and I think he's going to interfere with that match, and he's going to go ahead and chokeslam Brock Lesnar, tombstone him, and that's going to be the return, the big return, I guess you would say, of Kane.
That's one thing I was disappointed about this Raw. He was rumored to return at this Raw, but thinking about it, I mean, what would be the motive so early? I think SummerSlam would be a better one, and that's why I do... We'll talk about it when we talk about SummerSlam predictions, but Kane will interfere. That way Brock Lesnar doesn't lose, Undertaker doesn't lose. Basically, it's a win-win for everybody. Undertaker with the low blow, huh?
Yeah, I don't understand that. It's two weeks in a row, and I really don't understand the low blow. Is that like, if that's like his thing? Because obviously you can't do that during a match.
Yeah.
And I guess he said taking him to Low Blow City.
God.
That's what they're referring to.
Well, yeah, okay, all in all, best match on Raw. What do you think?
Best match on Raw?
Yeah.
Sounds crazy, even though it happened a bunch of times, but I think it's going to be Luke Harper and Roman Reigns.
See, that's, like I was saying...
Because the Raw wasn't really that good.
That's what I was saying.
But the most entertaining match, I think, would be that match.
I mean... Thinking about it, like I said, the most entertaining thing about this Raw were the promos. The Rollins promo and then the Brock Lesnar promo. Most entertaining match, I guess I will have to agree, but I am going to say right now, Luke Harper held that match. Roman Reigns didn't do shit.
Really?
Not do shit.
I don't know, man. I think Roman Reigns actually pulled some shit out of his ass during that match and actually did some well. So even though he does the same shit every week, I think it's still very exciting.
Okay, worst match on Raw.
Worst match on Raw?
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar and Rusev.
Brock Lesnar didn't fight Rusev.
Okay. Worst match on Raw?
Yeah.
Mark Henry and Rusev.
It
happened 2 weeks in a row, and it's the same shit, and same. Nothing ever changed, and it's boring.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck. It was just a point to show Dolph Ziggler's return, fucking Summer Rain, Lana. It was pointless. Mark Henry, I'm sorry. I bet you're really pissed off about how you're being booked.
All right, guys, but enough with Raw. Let's get on with the rumors.
Rumors
for the WWE. Let's pull them up. Let's see what they are. I've actually heard a small rumor that The Rock will be attending SummerSlam for some random reason. I'm not sure why or what he's going to do about it. He's supposed to return for SummerSlam for some reason.
Who? Kane?
Kane. Hey, Kane. Yeah, Kane's also returning. That's another rumor that he's supposed to return for SummerSlam, I think. I'm not going to lie, that's the main reason why I'm going to be watching SummerSlam is because I want to see Kane's return as Masked Kane, the
it will be
Big
the
Red Machine.
Biggest disappointment if Kane does not return, and if Kane does not return as the Big Red Machine. SummerSlam, you got really high expectations here. You better deliver. I got one here. Here's a rumor. Well, it's not really a rumor. It's basically about Brock Lesnar replying to Dana White. I'm sure everyone's heard, but Dana White calling WWE fake, people not taking it lightly. I do have a quote from Brock Lesnar when he was on SportsCenter. I will read it to you. "Well, of course, Dana, it's fake. Everybody knows that, but it's still the same. You're promoting the same thing we're promoting. Dana White is promoting fights, we're promoting fights. It just happens we get a little more long fuck you, Brock Lesnar, for using a good word, out of our fight and out of our fighters. because of the circumstances. It is staged. It is a staged arena. Everybody knows that. And if you can't turn WWE on Monday night and get something out of the show and be entertained, then there's something wrong with you. So Dana, probably in his defense, is promoting fighting, but it's the same thing. He's trying to sell pay-per-views. He's trying to sell money fights. It's the same racket. I agree, Brock Lesnar. I mean, pretty much everybody knows it is staged. It's still real to me, damn it.
Still very real. I guess you can stage a broken nose.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
So you got any rumors for us, Vic Flair?
I don't.
I mean, basically, there's not that many rumors going around with SummerSlam approaching. Most of the rumors were prior to the SummerSlam pay-per-view. Everybody does know about supposedly Sting returning. We're not entirely sure how. I'm looking at all the rumors, all the articles. They're not even entirely sure how. We got Kane returning. Don't let me down on that one, please. I need some Kane in my life. I'm the biggest Kane addict. You like that? Kane addict?
Yeah, I got it.
I'm a Kane addict. I want a shirt that says that.
But yeah, those are pretty much the rumors. Getting on with the... Actually, you know what, guys? If you guys do have any questions or comments, you can go ahead and hit us up on our Twitter, at Botch Talk, or send us a little direct message on Instagram, Botch Talk.
Yeah, you can email us. It's botchtalk@gmail.com. Also, we will be accepting emails. If you guys have any questions, anything you want us to talk about, basically anything, we will put it on our next week's podcast. If you want to tell us how we're little fucks, go ahead. We'll put it on the podcast. But we will have a comeback for that. So just a warning.
Be ready.
Okay, you want to go over SummerSlam?
Let's go over the SummerSlam card predictions.
Okay.
Go ahead and shoot.
Okay, so we do have, it's showing that the first match will be Dolph Ziggler with Lana versus Rusev with Summer Rae. It's not going to be a tag team match, luckily, because it looks like there's a lot of tag team matches this SummerSlam, but it will be Dolph Ziggler versus Rusev. Who do you got?
I got Dolph. Comes back from an injury. He's going to go ahead and just beat Rusev. No one else, I believe... Rusev hasn't lost a match. That's the first time he lost his match. Is that correct?
What do you mean?
Like, has he lost a match ever since he lost his first match?
Yeah. He's lost matches.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, we'll take that out. Okay. yeah, Dolph Ziggler comes back from his return. It's a big return, supposedly. He's going to go ahead and take that one, I believe.
Yeah. I got Dolph also. I mean, WWE 101, people. WWE 101. After that, we got Team Bella, which is the Bella Twins and Alicia Fox, versus Team Bad, stupid name, against PCB, very stupid name. Who do you got on that one? It's a three-team elimination match. So it's
pretty much all the divas that are in the WWE at the moment.
Every single diva.
Wrapped up in a tag team match.
Mm-hmm. Who do you got?
I'm going to go ahead and go with the Bellas.
I gotta say Bella's too. Team Bella, they haven't been winning anything.
My reason is because I feel they're gonna keep Nikki on top until she passes Paige's. No, not Paige's. They're gonna keep Nikki on top until she passes AJ's record running of her
title reign.
Of her title reign.
Yeah.
Which lasted about.
Sure, she passed it already.
AJ's title reign.
This man is now looking up on Siri.
AJ's title reign.
People, if I'm correct, I will not shave my balls for a week.
Okay, I found. Okay, it's not working out.
Okay.
But I believe they're doing it until she passes her title reign. I believe it was like 300 and something days. I'm not 100% sure. I don't know. I don't really pay attention to it. She's a diva.
All right, we got Kevin Owens versus Cesaro.
That is actually going to be an entertaining match, even though it's 4-0. I think them two together is just fucking. They kill it in the ring, man. It's dope.
I have a feeling they'll put on the best match of the night, and people are going to overlook it because of the fucking main event.
I'm calling Cesaro on that one, by the way.
Yeah, me too, Cesaro. Oh man, they got this match after this match. Oh, okay, this one. This is where I'm not going to watch it. I'm just going to do something else. We got the Arrows.
Oh, my God.
Versus the Cosmic Kings. That is their names. Wah, wah, wah. Who do you got?
It's going to be the Arrows.
I got neither. I can give two shits about that match, dude. That is my shit. My shit break match. I'll watch the Divas match, man. And I'll go ahead and take a shit thinking of Stardust.
Just that match will be terrible.
That's a horrible
match. And I will, yeah. If anyone's entertained by that match, then choke on a Coke can. We got Primetime Players versus Los Matadores versus the Lucha Dragons versus the New Day for the WWE Tag Team Championships.
Of the world.
Who do you got?
I want to go with my gut feeling, and I know that it's most likely going to be the New Day, even though I would like to see the Lucha Dragons win it. Just because they're very entertaining. They don't talk at all, which sucks and shit, but I think they're sick in the ring. They're badass in the ring. They kick ass in there. And I feel like it would be cool to actually see something very different, which would actually be them winning the tag team championship.
They have no voices. That's the only thing. What are they going to do when they win the titles? If they win the titles, what are they going to do?
They speak in the ring.
I've never heard Sin Cara or the other fucking tail guy talk.
They don't talk, they fight.
Exactly, but you need some promos. How the fuck are they going to...
That's why whoever's going against them is obviously going to carry that. They're going to be carrying that promo of them talking.
Then might as well just not win the titles. I'm going for New Day also. I love New Day.
I think they're going to win, unfortunately.
I love New Day. Next match, Wyatt Family versus Dean and Roman.
Ah, big one. I think the Wyatt Family will win due to Roman's turn of becoming a heel. That is my rumor.
I think Roman will become heel, but do you think Dean Ambrose and Roman will win before the heel turn?
No, I think they're going to lose, and what's going to happen, the reason why he's going to lose is because Roman Reigns is either going to Superman punch or spear Dean Ambrose. And I doubt that Roman's going to join the Wyatt family, but I do believe he's going to become a big heel, which is going to alternately make him a really favorite guy.
I think he's joining the Wyatt family. They're going to do what they tried to do with Daniel Bryan, which didn't work out.
I bet you a damn fucking beer that he's not going to join the Wyatt family.
You want to bet on that?
Let's bet on that.
What are we betting, a beer?
Bet you a beer at a nice bar.
Beer in a nice bar. What's a nice bar in Phoenix, Arizona, people?
Go ahead and let us know on our Instagram or Twitter.
All right, we got... Fuck, these matches are getting worse and worse when I'm reading up. We got Ryback versus Big Show versus Miz.
Okay, I'm not going to lie to you. It's going to be stupid. I want Ryback to win, obviously. I think he's a badass Intercontinental Champion. I think he's very entertaining. But I have a feeling the Miz is going to come out on top. And the reason why is because he's just going to sneak around and go ahead and steal that win.
Yeah, but dude, Ryback has not had that title for that long. He needs... Ryback's keeping the title. There's no way. He can't lose that fast.
We'll see what happens then.
Okay. We have John Cena versus Seth Rollins for the WWE Championship and the WWE United States Championship.
I'm not going to lie. I like Seth Rollins. I do. I want to see Cena win. Even though people are sick and tired of his shit, I want to see Cena win because I think Seth Rollins could do so much better in the mid-card with his moves that they're not letting him do. And I think he would make a great Intercontinental Champion in general.
I mean United States Champion?
Intercontinental. I think Cena will win the match.
What are you talking about? It's the U.S. Championship.
I understand that, but I'm talking about later on in the future.
Okay.
But I think somehow J&J Security are going to be coming back, interfering with the match, and no titles are going to change hands. It's going to stay the same.
You don't think this is where Sting will make his...
Sting has no reason to make a debut right now.
I'm telling you, it's rumored.
He has no reason. Triple H and him shook hands at the end of SummerSlam. I think he should just be done with it. I don't understand why
Sting
he would
come against
back.
John Cena.
That's stupid. And this, yeah, Sting's really coming back stupid. As a heel?
Maybe.
That's stupid.
How is he a heel if people don't like John Cena?
That's the thing, though. John Cena's not 100% heel, though. Kids like him. Women like him.
Okay, listen. Kids like John Cena. Adults like Sting.
Adults like Sting because they watch Sting wrestle.
Exactly.
That's the only reason why they like Sting.
Adults don't like John Cena.
Okay, you're telling me...
So basically this match will be previous generation against new generation.
Okay, and they've done that before. Rock versus fucking John Cena when he passed the torch.
And look at
Rock
that.
The first one. Cena won the second one. That's passing the torch. There's no point for Sting to even be in this match, dude, because of the fact that he has no storyline whatsoever in it. They can't make a storyline.
Do you think Sting will come back? SummerSlam?
No.
Really?
No.
So the rumors you don't believe?
I don't believe that rumor.
Do you want to make a bet on this one? Do you want to make a bet on this one?
Go ahead. Let's make another beer.
Okay. One more beer.
Another beer for the drinking man.
One more beer in the freezer for me. Sting will come back. I'm not entirely sure for what match, but Sting will come back at SummerSlam. Deal?
Deal.
You don't believe Sting will come back?
I don't think he's going to come back.
Oh, I do have one more match I forgot to mention. I don't know where this is on the card. We have Randy Orton versus Sheamus. I believe this might be after the championship match. That's what's showing on here. Which would make kind of sense. It will die down the crowd before Brock Lesnar and The Undertaker. So we got Randy Orton versus Sheamus for nothing.
Randy Orton.
Sheamus.
I think Randy Orton's going to win the match. Sheamus is going to come out, try to cash in, to be honest. But one thing that I'm thinking about is if he cashes in and he does it, does he get both titles?
I don't know. But I'm looking right here and it's showing the match is actually after the championship match. It's showing John Cena and Seth Rollins, and then after that would be Randy Orton and Sheamus. So, wouldn't it be some shit
if... I don't know if that's in correct order.
I think it could be. It's showing in order. Because usually they always do have a match that will die down the crowd until the main event. You know?
Yeah. You think he's going to come in before that?
What if he cashes in, wins the fucking titles, and then the Randy Orton versus Sheamus match will be for the title?
It's not that stupid. It won't be for the title. If Randy Orton wins that match, then he becomes the number one contender for those titles. But they're not just going to switch it and make it a fucking championship match.
You're right. I'm an idiot. Okay, so what do you got for that match? Randy?
Yeah.
Sheamus?
I think Randy's going to bring the pump back, and then Sheamus is going to be gone for a while.
No.
And then Sheamus will come back and cash it in after a long time.
He can't bring the pump back. Not going to happen.
Never know.
I'm calling Sheamus. He needs to win. Brock Lesnar versus The Undertaker.
On disqualification, Kane will return. And,
I need you, Kane.
Brock Lesnar would win the match because of Kane's return, but I think Kane and The Undertaker are going to beat Brock Lesnar's ass.
And I need you guys to all listen here right now. I am betting you, the WWE Universe, that if Kane does not return, I will shave my fucking head bald.
He will put a picture up of himself before and after.
I will put a video up on the Instagram. Remember, botched.
Vic Flair gets to shave Charlemagne's head.
There you go. Vic Flair gets to shave Charlemagne's head. It will be on our Instagram, botched talk. That is, if Kane does not make his return at SummerSlam. Please, Kane. I need you. So, you got disqualification. I also got disqualification for that match. Before we go any further with this podcast, I do want to give a little shout out to some people via Instagram. I will be posting their names on our Instagram, which is, once again, Botch Talk. There is one person, or there is actually a few pages I want you guys to follow because they are pretty fucking amazing. We do have one called WWE Live Coverage. Once again, that is WWE Live Coverage. They have basically every WWE news, picture, rumors. They keep you up to date pretty much. I've been following their page. Keeps me up to date if I miss a Raw, SmackDown, if there's some rumors I'm missing. Definitely find out from them. We also have one more, or a few more, I apologize.
Another one would be pg.kills.wwe. Their Instagram page is actually very interesting. They post a lot of cool stuff on here. They post up a bunch of updated stuff, a bunch of cool pictures of WWE and during action shots and whatnot. They have a lot of cool stuff on their page. You guys should definitely check them out as well.
And then there is the reality underscore era. All WWE related. Loving it. There's some good Photoshop pictures, some memes, some videos. Once again, keeps you up to date with the WWE news, rumors, everything that you do need to know. Once again, follow all these pages. We follow them. We fucking love their pages. Yeah.
Yeah, if you guys do have any type of rumors you think might happen or any comments, you can also hit up our Twitter at BotchTalk or send us a direct message on Instagram, BotchTalk, or go ahead and just hit up our Gmail at BotchTalk@gmail.com. Send us any rumors you'd like for us to do, any comments you guys have. If anything, we can shout you guys out if you guys like, depending on what you guys let us know, and we'll really appreciate that, guys.
All right, I'm sorry. And before we keep on going, there is one more person I want to give a shout out to. Not really WWE related, more for the general public on funny ass memes. Fucking love his page. I pretty much love every fucking photo he posts. This is _SkeetPock_96. Once again, all these names will be posted on our Instagram, on our Twitter. And if you guys do need us to spell it out for you because you don't have Instagram or Twitter, email us. We'll send you the fucking shit. Once again, this guy's _SkeetPock_96. Funny ass memes, funny ass pictures. So yeah, this was the first episode of Botch Talk.
Before we go, we're gonna do a little segment here. We're gonna have WWE jokes going on right now.
Oh,
See if you guys can get this. I'm going to go ahead and ask you.
Tell me the jokes. Let me hear
it. All right. How many Vince McMahons does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many Vince McMahons does it take in to screw in a light bulb? One.
Nope. Light bulb screwed light bulb.
Oh, my God. And the crowd hates you.
They hate me, but I don't give two shits.
Let me hear another one. You got another one?
You want to hear another
one? Yeah, give it to me. Let me hear it.
All right, just give me a second here. I'll think one. This one's a little fucked up, but I'm going to go ahead and say it anyway.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right. What was Owen Hart's favorite movie?
I can already tell this is going to be fucked up. Let me hear it.
Cable Guy.
Oh, ooh. Cable Guy. Fuck you, Vic.
That's a little fucked up.
Fuck you. You heartless little shit.
I'm not heartless.
You are heartless. Oh, man. Oh, I will not be able to sleep tonight.
Okay.
Knowing that I am working with this heartless individual of a man named...
Man, let's go ahead. Let's throw one more in there. I got one more.
Okay, all right.
Let's go ahead and add one more in here just for shits and giggles. All right.
Some S's and G's, huh?
Yeah, some S's and G's. How many TNA fans does it take to put in a light bulb?
None, because there's no fans.
That was pretty damn close. Both of them.
Boo. Yeah, God, dude. Oh, man. Oh,
you're horrible.
Way to end the fucking podcast,
really,
Vic.
Really bad.
This will definitely get us some viewers on the next episode.
If you guys have any jokes or anything for WWE, go ahead and send them to our email or our Twitter or our Instagram, and we can go ahead and if we do like them, if we do think they're cool, we can give you a shout out. Send us your Instagram name if you want.
He's got a little burpy.
Got a little carbonation in
him. But
if you guys want to go ahead and send it to us, send us any jokes or anything, any cool stuff like that, it's going to be a via Botch Talk on
this man's a little gone.
If you guys do have any jokes or any comments you'd like to send us, be at Botch Talk on Twitter, be Botch Talk on Instagram, or BotchTalk@gmail.com. Go ahead and send us some jokes. If you guys do send us some jokes, and if we do like them, we'll go ahead and give you a shout out on our next podcast.
Okay. All right, guys. Thank you for joining on our first episode
of Botch Talk.
Our next episode, we will be going over SummerSlam because SummerSlam is this fucking Sunday.
Don't forget to actually send your predictions in so we can go ahead and talk about them and we can find out who's right. And whoever is right, we'll go ahead and give them a shout out.
A good old big SO.
If you guys do have anything about SummerSlam, any predictions, go ahead and send it to us. If you guys are right about it, we'll go ahead and give you a shout out our following podcast.
Oh, that sounds good. A good little shout out, a good little SO. Also, guys, don't forget, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, send us your emails. Tell us whatever the fuck you want. If you tell us something fucking funny, if we find something funny, if you send us a rumor we didn't know, if you fucking tell us just any information we did not know, we will give you a good old SO, which means shout out in the, in the good old 480.
Why do you have to say that? It was good. It was good till then. We just want to thank you for tuning in to Bodge Talk. Once again, you will hear from us next week. I'd like to thank my good colleague here, Charlemagne.
Oi, oi, oi.
I am Vic Flair. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you guys tune in next week.